about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, great day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. 49 degrees out there right now. Wind chilled is 43. Humidity is 90%. I just looked out before the show started. The wind out of the south is starting to get up and clear some of this fog away. We need to get rid of this humidity and fog and stuff and let these peanut guys and cotton guys get back in the field harvesting their wonderful crops because they need to get them harvested. So anyway, before get too deep into the show, right now out there at the Elk City Civic Center, the Western Oklahoma Christian School is having their big hamburger fry. And I actually have one on the way back here shortly, coming back to me. So it's from 11 a.m. to 1:30, so you got plenty of time to get out there and get you a hamburger. And then tonight from 5 to 7:30, got plenty of times to get out there and support the WOCS. And they've got an online auction, and they got a silent auction going on. So anyway, go grab you a hamburger. They're good. $8 for adult, $5 for children. So that it's good stuff, too. And, well, let's start out. I got a lot to go over with this in this first segment. Then later on the show, I got Douglas Miller in here from the Livestock Nutrition Center out of Altus, Oklahoma. He'll be on the show with me today, so don't go nowhere. We got a great show and a big shout out for yesterday. Lori Campbell, you talk about somebody that loves what she's doing and who she represents. I'm talking about loves what she does with cattle. She loves working for the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. She was a big hoot and a big hit on the show yesterday. Can't wait to get her back on. So shout out to her. And one more thing. Let me find my phone. I was reading a post she made last night, and I didn't know this, so I'm going to give a big shout-out to Wendy Chapman Johnson, because I didn't even know she was my neighbor till last night. She says, I listen to him every day, almost. He's our neighbor, found out a few miles south of us. So thanks for listening to the show, and thanks for supporting Lori and her goal of working for the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and where she works her cattle up there on the ranch up there at Arnett. So anyway, well, the cash prices on grains, I got all kinds of prices this morning. Let me get back over here. There we go. Hard red winter wheat is down a little bit from yesterday. Not bad. 3 cents. 746. Corn is 550. It's down 4 cents from yesterday. Milo is 5.53, and it's down 4 cents from yesterday. Soybeans are 11.44. That's down about 16 cents from yesterday's cash prices. Cotton's at $1.17. Peanuts, as of yesterday, because I didn't get to I was too busy with Lori yesterday. So anyway, we got this going on. Runner peanuts are $5.24.89 per ton. Spanish peanuts are $4.13.05 per ton, and Virginias are $4.27.70 per ton. So that's your note on the grain prices. Soybeans were lower in overnight trading, while corn and wheat were a little changed ahead of next week's World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimates, this report from the USDA. The USDA is expected by analysts to increase its outlook on soybeans and corn production from month earlier forecasts and according to the Rutgers survey. The agency's forecast for soybean stockpiles likely will rise while corn inventories will likely fall. That was in the report put out Tuesday. Investors who were along the market or had bet on higher prices in soybeans may be taking a step back as the weekend's ahead of the major USDA report. extremely cold weather that hit the southern plains, where hard red winter wheat is growing, is now lingering over into the eastern Midwest, where soft red winter wheat is produced. About 87% of the U.S. winter wheat was planted as of Sunday, and 67% of the crop has emerged from the ground. And we got some good-looking wheat pasture out there, don't we? People are getting their cattle ready to go on there. Government data shows that 45% was rated good or excellent at the start of the week, down from 46% a week earlier. Demands for U.S. products has been somewhat quiet this week. Exporters yesterday said Egypt bought 100,000 metric tons of soybeans, according to the USDA. Earlier in the week, China purchased 132,000 metric tons from U.S. supplies. Soybean futures for November delivery fell 3.75 to $12.19 a bushel. On the Chicago Board of Trade, soy meal declined $1 to $335 a short ton. Why soy oil lost 0.5 cents to $59.08 a pound. Corn futures for delivery, December delivery, were up half cent at $5.59 and 3/4 a bushel. Wheat futures for delivery, December delivery, gained 2.75 cents to $7.76 and a half a bushel, while Kansas futures rose 0.75 cents to $7.86 and 3/4 a bushel. So export on the grains and beans rise week to week. Export sales were higher across the board last week, according to the USDA. Corn sales in 7 days that ended on October 28th totaled 1.22 million metric tons, up 37% from the previous week and 10% from the prior four-week average. Mexico was the biggest buyer at 666,300 metric tons. Japan took 114,900 tons. Guatemala purchased 105,400 tons. Colombia was in for 77,500. And Saudi Arabia bought 74,000 tons. Exports for the week were reported at 748,500 metric tons. That was up 9% from week to week. Soybean sales last week totaled 1.86 million metric tons, 58% increase from the previous week. Wheat sales, here we go, at 400,100 metric tons, rose 49% from the previous week and 4% from the average. Exports fell 27% to the 136,400 metric tons last week, according to the USDA. Freeze warnings linger from Oklahoma all the way to the eastern Atlanta. So it just, freeze warnings are still in effect for eastern Oklahoma tonight. So anyway, things are looking pretty good. It was a really good morning if you were out in the deer stand. But speaking of that, I got one more little report on some numbers. We got some receipts here from sheep and goats feeders for sale. This week, there was 752 sold at the Pawnee sale barn in Pawnee, Oklahoma. 86% of them were feeder sheep. It's my first report on the sheep deal. I've been promising this guy to do it. And with Hobart Livestock Auction or Sale Barn having their deal tomorrow, I just wanted to throw this out there. So bear with me. I'll get better at this. I'm going to start doing this once every 2 weeks now. So feeder sheep and lambs, of those 752, 11% of them were those. Slaughter sheep was 30%, 217. Feeder goats was 126. And slaughter goats were 323, which was 43% of what was sold at Pawnee last week. Average price on some of these, the feeder sheep, they had average weight was around 53 to 55 pounds, and the price range was $323. And then the medium to large, which was average weight was 53, was had some at 234. Slaughter sheep, They had 12 head. Average weight was 83 pounds, and average price was $247.50. And then we get over here into some ewes, some breeding stock on the sheep part. I'm doing the sheep right now. They had 18 head of utility and good 1 to 2 sheep. On the ewes, there was an average weight of 132 pounds, and their average price was 117. And then here we get over to the big boys, the bucks. They had some here, 4 head, average weight 248, price range was 151. 6 head, average weight 122, brought 167. Then we got slaughtered goats. They had 24 head, average weight was 67, and average price was $264.72 each. Then they had some nannies and does in there, 4 of them. Average weight was 110. Their average price was $229.32. And then we get back over here, some more nannies and does. They had 5 head. Average weight was 90. Average price was 190. Then they had some bucks and billies. Had 2 head in here. The average weight was 218. They brought 240.89. And they had 14 head here, average weight of 130, and their average price was $223.03. So there is your sheep and goat report out of Pawnee, and hopefully Monday or Tuesday we'll have one from the Hobart Livestock Auction that's happening tomorrow, their first one that they're doing on the first week of the month of November. They switched from the last week of each month, and now they're on to the first week. As you guys all well know, we're live on Facebook, and we have text line is open in open, and it's the KCO Ag text line at 580-225-9697. You're more than welcome to text anything in you want to know, respond. I got some hay that I seen that was on Tradio that looked pretty good. I'm going to re-announce that here in just a little bit. Anybody's looking for some hay, get your pencil and pen ready, and I'll announce that. We already got a text. Thanks, KECO, for doing this ag show. I called about a year ago and asked if they would consider doing one, and they said they were working on it. Thanks for making it happen. Has something for everybody. Go Pokes. Well, Boomer Sooner, back to you. So anyway, I'm just kidding. Well, when we come back, I got Douglas Miller with the Livestock Nutrition Center will be here, and we're going to talk livestock nutrition, aren't we? Yes, sir. Makes sense, doesn't it? Anyway, so we'll be right back. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
The National Cotton Council submitted extensive comments to USDA in response to their proposal for climate smart agriculture and forestry partnerships. And this is a proposal that USDA had issued about a month ago. Secretary announced that there would be funding made available for various agricultural producer groups and others to work with USDA and partner and receive some funding to try to help further promote climate smart agriculture and commodities produced with those types of practices. And so this is something that the National Cotton Council is very focused on and looks forward to finding an opportunity as we move forward to try to receive some of that funding that USDA will be allocating. So this first step in the process was just submitting input on how climate smart agriculture should be defined, things that USDA needs to consider when it comes to the varying types of production practices between regions and among different crops, and how to make sure that those producers that have been adopting many of these practices earlier are also recognized and included in things that are done moving forward.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
Docility is probably the biggest selling point for Red Angus. Red Angus cattle are just more docile as a breed, just bred into them. It's been that way for years, since the inception of the breed. with two kids, and not just the kids, the older generation, they don't want to mess with bulls that are not gentle. Red Angus are more gentle to handle. We raise registered Red Angus, Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
We learned in grade school 1 plus 1 equals 2 and 2 plus 2 equals 4. So what does quality feed equal? Results you can be proud of. It's simple math with a little common sense. Barnes Feed Service in Hobart, Oklahoma has done the math and mixed years of common sense into their feeds so you'll get the results you deserve. And remember, their name ends with service, something they take pride in every day. See their ads in the Penny News and check them out on Facebook.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
All right, I'm back. 49 degrees, 44 wind chill. Winds are picking up slowly. South-southwest, 60 miles an hour. Wind gusts up to 20. The humidity is dropping. Get those thrashers fired up. Get those strippers fired up. It's going to be time to go here before you know it. Hopefully, I hope you guys get something done today. Anyway, I really want you to get something done because it's hunting season. I know you guys are wanting to go out hunting because the rut is on, man. They are fired up. They started about Sunday, and oh my gosh, it's that time of the year, my favorite time of the year. Welcome to the show, Mr. Miller.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
And so tell us a little bit about Livestock Nutrition Center.
Livestock Nutrition Center is a feed company. We have multiple locations over the state of Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, and Arkansas. So we cover a large swath of the middle part of the country.
That's where it needs to be covered.
You know, we go from Garden City, Kansas, south all the way to Gonzales, Texas. So we reach all the way down the coast to the south tip of Texas. We've got a facility in Hereford, Texas. They do a little bit different than what I do in Altus, but more of a feed yard type ration, silage, ground hay, flake corn. And we go east into Arkansas. East Texas, right up against the Louisiana state line. So we.
Could you bring me a cap?
I can get you a cap.
I'll wear it.
but we cover a lot of country. So we have a lot of different scenarios that we deal with. You know, every location is a little bit different. And I think one of the great things about LNC, Livestock Nutrition Center, as a company, is we don't just sell a product. We custom make rations to suit your needs.
Right.
Just because you and I are both weaning calves doesn't mean we're doing it the same way and doesn't mean we have the same abilities. So we can tailor the feed, the ration, to meet your needs. Specific needs.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, what do you guys mainly do? Right out of Altus.
So out of Altus, it's a what we'd call a dry blending facility. We okay. make a commodity blended feed.
Okay.
So we have a variety of commodities that we use to get the energy, protein, fat that we need for your specific ration. So not everything is in a single homogeneous pellet. It's not all one. It doesn't all end up looking the same, so there's a variety of products that are in your blended feed.
Right.
But that gives us some advantages over some others where we can tailor it to fit you, and typically there's some cost savings involved there too.
Yeah, because there's taking care of cattle has changed so much in the last 20, 30 years. But, technology's come a long ways too. testing, the whole nine yards has come. It's come a long way. So, I mean, you can put some weight on those cattle pretty quick and some healthy weight. You know, it's not like they're just out there fat as ticks, getting ready to look like they're getting ready to bust. But I mean, different breeds of cattle need different types of feed.
There's definitely a difference between breeds. There's a big difference between how those cattle are, what they're utilizing. You know, a feed yard or a dry lot situation is much different than cattle that are out on pasture.
Right.
So that allows us to do different things. Like you were saying, you know, guys want to wean their calves and they want to put weight on them, but they don't want them to be fleshy.
Right.
You get docked at the sale barn for fleshy calves.
Oh, yeah.
So we can adjust the rations so that we can get the best gain we can without getting those calves too fleshy. We do a whole lot of that.
Well, right now, this time of the year, guys and ladies are weaning their calves, or already got them weaned. Some of them's already out on wheat pasture, and a lot more is getting ready to go out on there because we got some serious wheat pasture out there right now. This is one of the better looking years, and I've seen in a long time.
I hope so, because I've got a lot of customers that need it.
Right.
They need a good wheat pasture year because the last few have not been that great.
No, I haven't. It's been a while. And, yes, you know, we only got a couple of good years of wheat pasture after the drought. I mean, unless you had irrigation, but we're talking normal, everyday.
Dry land wheat
here. And it's just, we just come out of that long drought. And bam, bam, we had a couple good years, and then bam, bam, we didn't get in a severe drought, but the rains didn't. We ended up making some, just like this year, we made some pretty decent wheat crops, and the quality, the yields weren't crazy, but the quality was good. We didn't have squat last fall for them to eat, you know, last winter.
Yeah, we got the rains in the summertime, and then it just, the tap turned off.
Yeah.
And it's hard to grow anything if you don't have some water.
Yeah, so, and now we've got good pasture growing right now, but it needs a drink.
Sir?
It needs a drink. So what have you got to recommend for people out there that's just getting ready to turn out and their calves are weaned, and there's got to be some supplements that doesn't bloat them anyway?
Yeah, so there's several options. So there's two schools of thought. As far as this goes, there's people who are all natural and who are in an all natural program.
Right.
So they're getting a premium for those cattle being all natural.
Right.
No implants, so no hormones. Things like rumensin are not allowed in those. And then the others are just commercial cattle. You're just out there, you're going to get paid solely on pounds, not on a premium because they're in an all natural program.
Right.
So the number one thing I would say is if you're going to put cattle on wheat pasture, you need to feed a mineral or a supplement feed that has rumensin in it.
Okay.
It's going to make those cattle more efficient. It's just going to help you. There's a good ROI, a good return on your investment there. So, you know, it's usually 3 to 4 times your investment you're going to get back. At the end of it, just in the gains. So that's the number one thing. You know, you can do that, like I said, with a loose mineral. You can do it with a rumensin block, or you could do it with a feed supplement where you went out there every other day or every day if you wanted to, and give them just a couple of pounds of feed, a dry matter, with some rumensin in there. It's going to help your gains. It makes sense.
Makes sense. Yes, yeah, it sounds good. I wish I had some wheat pasture cattle. So I don't even think my wheat's up yet, but it's coming. We had that little shower the other day, and believe it or not, I was we got the this text is driving me crazy. So I got to repeat. You'll laugh about this. So. Hey, sweetie, can you repeat the goat prices? I got in at the very tail end of it, please. Well, I'm hoping you're a woman, first thing. So, anyway, but if I get a chance later in the show, I will. If not, I'll repeat some Monday. So, anyway, sorry about that, but I got a gentleman in the studio, and we're talking. When we come back, I'm going to take a short break. When we come back, let's talk about cows and calves out in the pasture.
Yes, sir.
Our cows is getting ready to have some babies, and we'll talk about that when we come back. Well, I got Mr. Douglas Miller in here from the Livestock Nutrition Center out of Altus, Oklahoma, and he was talking about some stuff with calves going out on wheat pasture. When we get back, we're going to talk about some dry cows and maybe some we got fall calvers out here, so maybe we'll have something to talk about them with their mamas that's got babies on them right now and mamas that are getting ready to have some babies on them. So you've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, October 29th. 2,029 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 454 brought 179. 11 at 612 brought 153. 72 at 668 brought 145. 7 at 722 brought 140. 28 at 805 brought 142. 10 at 1030 brought 130. 4 head of heifers at 436 brought 159. 75 at 491 brought 151.50. 15 at 559 brought 134. 14 at 630 brought 128. 5 at 760 brought 115. 4 at 834 brought 130.50. Butcher cows were 30 to 68, bred cows 610 to 1400, butcher bulls 49 to 8950, pairs brought 1185 to 1450. Elk City Livestock Auction, South Highway 6 in Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Are there any beef eaters out there? Well, sink your teeth into this. The Elk City Rotary Club's giving you a chance to win a side of beef and a freezer to keep it in with the Beef Sweepstakes. Get one ticket for $25 or five tickets for just $100. Go by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City to get your tickets. Grand prize is a side of beef and a freezer. Second and third prizes are a quarter beef each. Winners chosen December 11th at 8 p.m. at Elk City's Christmas in the Park in Ackley Park. Beef up your Christmas and help some great local projects with the Elk City Rotary Club's Beef Sweepstakes.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale at Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Register at lmaauction.com or download the LMA Ringside app. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and we do appreciate it.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
So Douglas and I was talking during the break, and we were going to cover it anyhow, but we're going to go ahead and cover it now before we get to the cow calves. And text me and tell me you're a woman, please, that called me sweetie on the text line. But anyway, we're going to cover some nutrition stuff for some goat and sheep.
So, like Jimmy said, we have seen an increase in the customers that have sheep and goat operations. And I'm not just talking about 5 or 10, several hundred.
Yeah.
Because it's profitable. They're able to make a profit.
She says she's a woman. God, you made me feel better already.
So, you know, it's sheep are sheep and goats, but sheep are separate from goats. They're
right.
Not all the same.
Right.
So you have to treat them differently. There's different requirements that they have versus each other.
Do you know why? I'm curious.
Goats are closer to cattle as far as what they can tolerate, specifically copper. Copper is the big one.
Right.
If you get too much copper in sheep, it will kill them.
Okay.
So you have to watch that. Goats are closer to cattle in that regard than they are to sheep. They're both small ruminant animals, so right. They're both like cattle in that regard. But you have to do things a little different. A lot of it up here is going to be sheep on pasture, just or goats on pasture, just like you would have cattle on pasture. But they eat different things.
Right.
Goats are going to prefer your forbs and be browsers and not grazers. Sheep eat more grass.
Okay.
So they'll still eat the forbs, the weeds, and things like that, but that's the first thing a goat's going to go for.
Right.
If you look
goats are going to go for what cattle ain't going to go for.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, they
Because you hit the nail right on the head with a hammer when you said there's more of it. Because I know personally a couple operations right here south of Elk City going towards Granite that there's a lot of animals out there on that deal.
We've got people that call in, have questions, and they're, like I said, they're not talking about 5 or 10, and we'll help those people as well.
Right.
It doesn't
matter whether it's one or a million.
But we have some people that are several hundred head of ewes, so of sheep specifically. So if you had several hundred ewes and you were able to get 150% live lamb crop out of that, that's a lot of lambs running around. That's a lot of lambs running around.
What's the is everybody different in what they're wanting to feed them, or are you guys referring to them?
Yes, they're different. Well, just like with the cattle. Same example, different scenarios. Some of them are just supplementing the ewes once they have lambs on them.
So make more milk, help them with their milk.
You know, some people are feeding the lambs and growing the lambs, almost like creeping calves, like you would creep feed calves.
Okay. Same operation as the cattle.
Some people are finishing them out.
So
they're taking them from that 50-pound range up to that 80 or 90-pound range.
It's like a feedlot.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Well, funny story for you.
We can help with all of that.
Yeah.
With a complete ration, with a supplemental ration, with a finished ration, whatever we need to do.
Well, funny story for you. One of the gentlemen down south of Elk here, I'm really good friends with, and he buys hay from me, and I was delivering it to him, and he was helping his neighbor that's got the goats too. And are those meat goats? Or you know who I'm talking about? Are those are meat goats?
There's meat. Yeah, they'd be meat goats.
Yeah, there's a meat goat. Well, anyway, I'm not gonna say his name. I don't want him to come kick my butt. But anyway, he's a cowboy. And when I was delivering a load of hay down that road, he was helping his neighbor corral some sheep. And those sheep were jumping, or goats were jumping over each other, and blah 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 blah. And he had a big old cowboy out there, and I yelled out the window. So that's what a goat roper is. And I thought he was going to come find me and just black my eyes. But anyway, and I'm not making fun of them, because they're doing it right. They're making some money with them.
Depending on the area, you can make more money with sheep or goats than you can with cattle.
That's what he told me.
And that's just, it's simple economics.
Yes. Yep.
You can get a lot more individual animals on the same acreage that you can
right
cattle.
And you can, some guys are breeding those, making one lamb a year. Some guys are getting two lambs a year.
Yeah, so like there's certain breeds that you can get. Basically, you get three crops of lambs in 2 years.
Yeah,
the way it works out, from you can get three crops in 2 years, and you have to have your ducks kind of in a row. But it is possible to do, and there's a lot of guys that are doing it. So you get 1.5 lamb crops a year.
Right.
So if you're one of those guys that's running 200 ewes and you get 300 lambs out of that deal, you get 900 lambs in 2 years.
And the upfront investment's not much.
You can do some pretty quick math on 900 well, head of
I was sorry to get off
lambs
track from your nutrition, but you know what they're doing out there, and I don't. I mean, I know what one of the guys are doing, but there's something to it.
There's very, I mean, just like with cattle, there's different segments in there that people are able to utilize what they've got to make a profit.
Right.
And then that's – so in the end, that's the deal. If you're buying feed or mineral or cubes from me and you're not profitable, then you won't be buying them again, and I won't have a job.
Yeah, and so your deal is to help them.
I want to work with you. I want to be on the same team as you. I want you to be profitable.
Right, and that's a big thing nowadays because, you know, the producer processor deal that's going on right now. Good thing about sheep and goats. You don't have to worry about the backup at the packer plants.
No, sir, there's places that will buy feeder lambs, yep, and finished lambs here in the state of Oklahoma. A lot of people still go down into Texas to some of the bigger auctions, Southwest Texas.
Right.
You know, but they have them there because that's what they do, is raise sheep and raise goats down there.
Yeah, because I've seen a report this morning run across my computer down there at the desk about the Las Cruces, New Mexico market on sheep and goats, because they take them across the border into Mexico. Holy crap, that looks like our cattle reports for Oklahoma for a week.
Yes, sir.
It was retarded. So
it's definitely a growing segment of the livestock industry.
Right.
You know, if you talk to people that have been here in Elk City for 70 or 80 years, there used to be sheep operations around here.
Yep.
There used to be sheep operations all over southwestern Oklahoma, and they kind of went away. There was always cattle here as well.
Right.
But the sheep and goat operations went away. Yep. Seemed to be
slowly coming back.
So.
Well, Sweetie, I'm going to name you Sweetie since you call me Sweetie. She said last March at Mountain View Goat Sale, there were some kid goats brought 410 a pound. That's pretty good. Well, we're going to take one more break, and we'll come back. I got the Hulbert Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast, and we're going to talk about what we was going to this segment on cattle, because we got some time. So anyway, we'll be right back. And I got Douglas Miller in here from the Livestock Nutrition Center. And we're talking feeders, stockers, goats, sheep. And then we got cows and babies last on the agenda to talk to. So we'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. First sale last Tuesday, November 2nd, we sold 896 cows, bulls, and calves. Thursday, November the 4th, we sold 3,556 calves and feeders for a total of 4,452 cattle for the week. Tuesday, better killing cows bring 67 to 77.50. Thin cows bring 38 to 62. Bulls brought 60 up to 90. 2 to 4 year old bred cows 950 to 1285, with a 5 to 8 year old bred cow 700 to 1075. 9 and older bred cows 700 to 900. With our 5 to 8 year old pairs, $1,435 to $1,500. On our killing cows and bulls, we have a very competitive market. They do not buddy up, get full value. On our steer cattle, 3 feet to 4 weight steers, $191 to $2, 5 to 550, 157 to 173, 6 to 650, 141 to 163, 7 to 750, yearlings, 149 to 162, 8 to 850, yearlings, 148 to 159, 950 to 1,000 pound steers, 138 up to 150. And 1,050-pound steers, 144 up to 151. 23 steers weighing 1151, bring 141.25. Pays to bring your feeders to Woodward. We have 14 feeder buyers. Steers over 1,000 pounds, bring 151. Selling 850-pound steers, 159. And our 5 to 550 steers, 173. Any sale barn can sell them, but if you're going to get full value, bring them to Woodward. We work 100% for you. On our heifers, 4 to 450 heifers, 145 to 157, 5 to 550, 140 to 153, 6 to 650, 130 to 149, 7 to 750, 145 to 154, 75, 26 heifers weighing 814, bring 149.50. Again, on heifers, 7 to 750, 154, 75, and 800-pound heifers, 149.50. For this Tuesday, we do have 40 bred cows and pairs, another 35 bred cows, and the Northwest Cattlemen's has a sale. We'll see what they got. Give us a call. Thanks again, Jerry Nine and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
Hi, I'm James with Western Equipment. Listen up, any high school junior and senior, and any parent or grandparent of any high school junior or senior. By your junior and senior year, it's time to start planning for a job. Right now, if you don't know what you want to do, check out the John Deere AgTech program through Western Equipment. It's a two-year program, and afterwards, we guarantee you a solid job at one of our 21 locations in Texas, Oklahoma, or New Mexico. Now is the time. Visit west-equip.com/careers for more information to apply.
This hour's weather is brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Complete nutrition for every animal. That's what you'll find at High Pro Feeds. At High Pro, their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the most out of every animal. Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma is your local High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Check them out on Facebook and online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast is today cloudy early, then gradually clearing, and I think it's clearing out there because the winds are picking up, and we'll have gusts as high as 25 miles an hour today. Tonight, patchy fog again after 2 a.m., otherwise clear with a low around 40, south wind 7 to 11 miles an hour. Tomorrow, patchy fog before 9 a.m., otherwise partly sunny, then gradually becoming sunny all day with a high around 72, south wind 7 to 14 miles an hour. Sunday, sunny with a high near 76, south wind 10 to 20 with gusts up to 26. They'll be thrashing peanuts for Sunday for sure. Monday, sunny with a high near 77. Tuesday, high near 71. Wednesday, high near 71. And for Veterans Day, my favorite day of the year, high near 64. So it sounds like we got a little bit of front coming through. A couple things before I get back to Douglas on our talking about cattle and calf nutrition. There's a special replacement sale Saturday, November 13th, which that's a week from tomorrow, at 11 a.m. at the Hobart Stockyards. Give Mr. Rex Fleming a call. You got any question on what they got coming in, the whole nine yards? And you know Rex is saying, where we want your business, and we do appreciate it. And they will have a lunch down there next Saturday. Same day at noon at Apache Auction Market, they're going to be having a special cow sale there starting at noon. So for more information, give the Apache Auction Market a ring down there in Apache. Don't forget, tomorrow, or please, no, don't forget. I'm glad my wife's in Missouri because she'd be texting in right now. Remember, tomorrow is the sheep and goat auction there at the Hobart Stockyards starting at noon. So don't forget that. Hey, if you haven't got this new Penny News, the new issues out, there's Jimmy's tip of the week. When filling up your grain bins, make sure you turn the auger off when they're full. You will spill less on the ground. So anyway, there you have it. Well, back to you, Mr. Miller. Let's talk about cows going into the winter. The grass is finally going dormant out here. There's still some green grass out there, but it's going dormant. Trees are turning. Cattle need something different now.
They do. And that's we do a lot of this as well. When you have that dormant forage, there is still some protein content to it. Just like if you swathed it and it dried and you made it into hay bales. There's still protein in there, but it doesn't have a lot of energy.
Right.
So a lot of
people... Got a lot of water.
A lot of people get... are used to saying, well, I just need to feed a higher protein. And you do... It is good to supplement those cows on dry forage protein, but what they're really lacking is energy, especially... cows that have babies on them. If they're nursing, their energy requirements are
high,
huge.
Yeah.
Higher than at any other point in their life when they're nursing a calf.
Yep.
So one of the things we do is work with our customers to meet those protein and energy requirements. more protein is not always the answer. So you have to balance that. It has to be a balance. A full-grown cow, I'm not talking about like a first calf heifer that she's still growing herself. That's a whole nother thing right there. But a cow can eat enough grass to meet her protein requirements, but she'll never be able to consume enough grass to meet that energy requirement. So, you know, for those cows that are nursing and fixing to calve in the fall, that's the main thing that we're really wanting to do is get more energy into that cow because she needs it. So you can supplement protein, but you cannot neglect the fact that you need to supplement energy.
So energy is important. We got cows, our spring calvers, the ones that are 4 and 5 months pregnant right now.
So their energy requirements are not as high as those fall calvers.
Right.
You know, it won't get there until hopefully they'll have that calf on the ground when things start to green up and you won't have as big of an issue.
Right.
You know, that's with the spring calving cow.
So is there anything a person can do with the cows that are pregnant right now that are going to calve in February and March? Is there anything they can do without jeopardizing the protein with those babies inside of them?
So you don't want to get that calf too big.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you can still supplement those cows. We make a lot of cow supplements, a blended feed that's a cow supplement. And guys will say, well, I can't feed that where I am because I don't have troughs. You don't have to feed it in troughs. Most people, when they feed cubes, for instance, they just string them out. You know, yep. they make a long line.
Right.
With our blended feed, what we'd say is to put it in piles. So if you're going to feed 5 pounds per head, like if you're going to feed 20% blended ration,
okay,
20% protein blended ration, you're going to feed 5 pounds per head.
Okay.
Don't put about 15 pounds in a pile and then move down, put about 15 pounds in a pile, and those cows will naturally start grouping around those piles. You won't have wasted feed. You won't have to worry about those aggressive cows pushing the less aggressive cows off.
Because they'll go over to another pile.
Go to the next pile.
Yeah. And if you got more than three or four piles, and you got four gang members in those cows, you need to separate those cows up.
That's a whole other thing.
Well, we was talking yesterday, Nathan and I was downstairs. I told Nathan, I said, you have to go out and watch your herds, and you would not believe how junior high cows act. They act just like junior high girls, and there's one leader.
It's going to be one and a whole bunch of followers.
And then a bunch of following. There's a couple of them there that stir crap up. And I said, it's funny to watch. I mean, and they hurt each other sometimes doing it.
Oh, yeah.
But that's a great idea, just putting it out there in a pile. You might waste just a hair, but, you know.
You don't get any more waste than you would with a cube because
exactly
there's always going to be fines and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and that's exactly I was going to say.
You know, a lot of people that are not familiar with our blended feeds for cows, that's what they say is, well, I can't feed it. You know, I don't have troughs, and we explain it to them. And once they've tried it, they'll come back and say, you know, that really worked well. Those cows, you know, if you need 15 pounds or 20 pounds or whatever that number is,
right?
You know, put enough for three or four at your feeding rate in a pile and move away. Just pull your pickup forward, turn on your cake box again, drop enough for three or four, and keep doing that, and they will spread out and space out like they need to, and it really works. Yeah. So,
well, to add what you just said about developing a recipe for what your cattle need, is I touched on it a couple of days ago, is on testing hay.
Yes, sir.
And if you test your hay, no matter how many varieties of hay you got out there, if you'll go out there, testing hay's cheap.
Yes.
It's cheap to do. Test your hay. Okay, so this grass hay, here's what it tests. Here's its energy. Here's its nutrition. Here's its protein. It's all there. Here's a different type. Here's some Plains Blue Stem. This was Bermuda, the first one. Then you got your wheat hay. You got your rye hay. You got your alfalfa. Get them all tested. and come talk to somebody like you and say, here's what I'm feeding, and this is how I feed it, and then develop a plan just like that.
Yes, sir. And so we'll do that for our customers.
Yep.
That's a service we offer, is taking forage samples, and I'm not talking standing forage. It would be hay samples, silage samples, wheatage, you know, things like that.
Yeah, everything.
Haylage. We've got a lot of customers that are going to the bales in a bag, you know, the haylage.
Yep.
We can sample those as well. And we send it off to a lab, and we get back that report from the lab that says what the energy level is, what the protein level is, all of that. And then we build a ration based on those results.
Bingo.
And that's what we do. We balance those rations with a vitamin mineral pack based on how many pounds you're going to feed. So if you're going to, you've got a ration and you say, well, I want to feed about 4 pounds per head and I'm going to feed 6 pounds per head, that vitamin mineral pack is not the same in your ration as it is in mine. Because otherwise, if it's the same, either I'm not getting enough mineral into my cows or you're getting too much.
Too much. Bingo. Exactly.
So like I said earlier, we tailor make those rations for that customer's needs.
Well, if you guys, you're listening to Douglas Miller with the Livestock Nutrition Center, and we got a few minutes left here on Today in Ag with myself, Jimmy Clark, on 96.5 KECO. And we've had a great conversation here. It's just a conversation, but talking about the different types of recipes that they can help you with. Plans for your cattle, your calves, even your goats and sheep.
Well, and that's, I touched on it earlier when you and I were talking, but if our producers that we work with, and we look at it as a team, we're on your team. If you're not profitable, we're not successful. Our mission statement says it right there. We exist to serve livestock producers by maximizing the value of their nutritional investment. That's what we do. That's one of the things that sets us apart, at least in my point of view, my
right.
opinion.
Yep.
Is that's one of those things that really sets us apart, is that we want you to be successful.
Yeah.
Because if you're not successful, we're not successful.
Yeah. Because you'll run out of unsuccessful guys.
Yes. Yes. So. And you know, there's just a lot of, we've got a lot of options, feed cubes that we manufacture at our plant at Quanah, full line of mineral, and then protein tubs and mineral tubs if you need it. So
you guys got around here locally that sells your product?
So
listening area,
we've got several dealers all over, right here in Elk City. SEI Agritech is one here in Elk City. Hobart Farm and Garden is one at Hobart. Go to the west, you get into the Texas Panhandle. We've got several over there.
Okay.
You know.
And check out the website.
Oh, yeah. They'll all be listed on the website. Yes, sir.
Good. I'm glad you got a couple in our listening area.
Oh, yeah.
Kent was just in here.
Yes, sir.
And he knows his stuff.
We love talking to people. I mean, that's what we do. We try and get to know you, where you're not just an account. You're like I said, we're on the same team.
Yep.
So that we know. I've got guys that'll text me pictures when they say, hey, my daughter went to state in softball, that are customers of mine. We want to build that relationship when we do that. So.
Yep. Well, what do we got here? Let's see what the text. With all that said, should I be feeding a leg tub with mineral in it, or just a tub with protein and mineral?
That music depends,
playing at the end of our
show.
Yeah,
it just depends on that situation.
You need to just call and talk to them.
So our phone number at the office is 580-482-2700. That'll get you to the office there in Altus, and we can discuss from there. Be glad to.
Thank you for texting in. You guys have a great weekend, and thank you, Douglas Miller, for coming in.
Well, thank you, Jimmy.
It was fun. We took three-fourths of the show up. But anyway, you guys have a great weekend. God bless. Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
loaded with action and suspense.
This is KECO Elk City.
A tribute in the nation's capital. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Beneath that